Three notes, yeah? We all agree?
Mm-hmm.
We're good? Okay. Can you all play those three notes, C, D, and E?
Yeah.
Okay. Here's what I want you to do is I want you to play to this rhythm, so it'll sound like this. Watch this. Why did I come in after three?
Oh, I'm sorry. I was too many.
It's okay. Why did I come in after three?
Because you have
three
blank beats, and that's
where? In the first bar.
Oh, because you're playing four and.
That's right. It comes in on four. So I count three, and then you guys are in on four. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
I always wondered how come people counted at the front.
Because if I count to three, then you know where your beat falls. And the other thing it does, it tells you what tempo. Watch. One, two, three. Da-da-dee-dee-dee-dee. Right?
Yeah,
different. One, two, three. Ba-bum. Two, three. Stop. Look at the next set. Now it's not in steps. You've got to skip. Remember? Actually, you've got to jump. It goes from C to up to what? G and then to C. Watch this. Oh, Peter, I wasn't going to do that. I was going to go like this. Are they both right?
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. Why is this an advantage? All my notes are under one finger, right? On there. C chord. But here's the other advantage. Listen. If I want, I can dampen. Is it wrong to do it this way?
No.
Is it? Heck no. I don't care which way you do it. Ready? Could you please play that bar? One, two, three, four. Again, go! What did you just do? Yes, you did. Say it again, sir.
Wait,
don't play. Say it, sir, again.
Sorry.
Yeah! In other words, two bars happen the exact same, one after the other. Hey, guys, could we make the second one different than the first one?
Change the position.
Sorry, say it again?
Change the board.
You could change the position. Anything else you could do musically? Who said dynamics? I love geniuses. I really do. What would you do on the second bar that would be different than the first bar if you were changing the dynamic? Oh, look at all the geniuses in the room. The first one's a mezzo forte, medium loud. The second one's a piano. Piano. Italian word means soft. Yeah, like an echo. Wow, are you ever smart? Here we go. We're doing that much. Ready? From the beginning. One, two, three. Two, three. Loud. Echo. Wow, this is so cool. Hey, guys, can you look at the next bar? Way up in the sky, little... Can you all handle that? No new notes. Ready? One, two, three, go. Way up in the sky, little... Do the next line. Ready? And... Do you see what I see? Echo. Do you see what I... Good stuff. So far, you guys are cooking. I love it. It goes, a star. What note does it go up to? A star.
Yeah.
A. It's the second space, right? It's this spot here. It goes G, A, E, E. Could you please pick those notes? Here's your G. One, two, pick the G, G, A, E, E. Now we're down here. G, A, G, F, E, two, go. Everybody tell me what chord's above that. Tell me. Good. Put on an E minor chord. Watch me. Watch it. See where the E minor is? Notes come from the chord, right? Play it, two, three, and. Keep going. C, C, D, C, D, E. Could you please play this one more time? With a tail as big as a kite. One, two, three. With a tail as big as a kite. Do it again now. With a tail as big as a kite. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. What does it do right after that? I heard it from four different people. Can you all tell me what it does?
Rest.
It repeats. Can you see it? Hey, this piece has got a lot of stuff that happens again. I know, that's why I picked it. Okay, guys, could you go to the beginning? Could you play the entire thing reading the notes?
I can't read notes!
Hey, guys, you all showed me you could read these three notes. Don't look up here, this is really important. You all showed me you could read these. You showed me that you could get to here because this is the same. Then you did this, which is the same as this. And then you did this, which is the same as that. And then you did this, which is the same. Well, you get it? Like, you got it. Here you go, from the beginning. One, two, three. Forte. C twice. That'll be our end of this line. Ready? From the top. One, two, three. There's a page two on this, right? Can you, without playing, can you just look at the two pages and tell me what the difference is? It's the same. So, other than the ending, it would end right here. Do you follow that, everybody? Okay, so I could easily say, well, way to go, you guys. Everybody here just read all the notes and it worked perfectly. It's fantastic. Good. How many people here are pretty comfortable? I could play that, like, Peter, I could do that right now, no problem. I got it. Cool. Fantastic. Here's what I want you to do. I want you to play the notes that I've written in above. And I want you all to notice what I've written in above. Okay? So you see, above or below. In this case, it's below. How many can see that here, there are two notes above, and all these notes above here, above there. How many can see that? See it?
No.
Okay. I don't know if I can get this any clearer. Can you sort of see it?
Yeah.
Okay, so, hey, you know what? If the starting note's C, and I want you to play a third above that, what's three notes higher than C? Look at my board. What's three notes higher than C?
E.
That is accurate. Make sense? Okay, so you're going to play starting on E. If the next note is D, what's three notes above D? F. If the next note is E again, what's three notes above that?
G.
Does that make sense to everybody, how I said a third above? Mm-hmm. Good. So here's what the third above sounds like. Okay, you heard that? Could you all please play the bottom line? Ready? One, two, three. What did you notice? Harmony, did you hear it? Hey guys, before I get you to play this, and I want you to play it, how did I come up with that? How did I come up with, like, am I a musical genius that I came up with those notes?
The
rules of harmony. Here, play your C chord one time. Ready? Go. Is there an E and a C in there?
Yes.
Yeah. Guess how I came up with the harmony?
From the chord.
Thank you! You're a genius, sir! All I have to do is follow the chord and I'm going to get my harmonies. That's all I had to do. Okay. Who's going to take the harmony, a third above? I love it. Who's going to take the melody? Everybody else. Here we go. One, two, three. Stop. How many times have I gone, this sounds awesome. I like that. That sounds cool. Good. Now we're going to go to the next line. Am I just giving you a third above now? Where are all the notes coming from, however? The chord. That's the right answer, sir. Thank you. Guys, notice what it does. Do you see what I see? C, C, E, 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 E. And then what does it do right after that, the second bar?
Nothing.
Nothing. It's got it all in unison. Unison, like a unicycle. How many parts?
One.
One. So what we're going to do is going to play it two parts, people. And then we're going to go back to the unison. And then it's going to do the same things it did at the beginning. Here we go. Ready? We're going to start from, do you see what I see? Right here. One, two, three, four. Keep going. A star like this. Watch. See it? There's a G note right there. And then I've got an A minor chord right here. Ready? One, two, a star. Now go. Thank you. Do it again. Three, go. Two, three, go. Good. We've got a percussion section now too. I love it. Notice what's next? A star. Now it's back to thirds above. See it? Oh, don't worry. It's the cappuccino machine. Okay. And now when you get down to Dancing in the Night, I'm going to go to three parts. But for right now, could you just do a star with the harmonies. Ready? One, two, three, go. Again, three, go. Here's what I should hear from the melody. I'll come right to you. That's the melody. Here's the harmony. Hear it? Try it. One, two, three, go. Thank you. You had a question?
Oh, I was just going to ask if star is A or G.
It's a G.
Yeah.
Good.
I can
got
tell
it.
Once you played it.
Good, good, good. Here we go. Can I hear a star one more time? Three, go. Good. Can you do it one last time for me? Two, three, go. Thank you. Now, before we go down to the fourth line, can I please get you to play it from the beginning? But before you do, this line is not working for me. I hear the harmony, but not the melody. Either way of playing it, I don't care. Or, could I just hear that? Ready? One, two, three, four. Can I hear it with the harmony from this bar? One, two, three, four. No, I need to hear more of the melody. Ready? Two, three, four. Again, go. Again, go. Thank you. I'm getting more of it now. Can I ask, are there a couple of volunteers that will go like this? C, C, G, 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 G. I'm adding another note. Right here. So a few. You'll do it. You'll do it. You'll do it. Good. That's it. We got it. Can I hear those three parts? So I'm going to hear And then harmony above and the melody. Ready? One, two, three, dancing. Dancing in the night with a scale as big as a... Thank you. Folks, remember the E7 chord we did earlier? When you get there, could strum the E7 chord. Everybody strum that one time. Ready? Go. Thank you. Do it again. Ready? Go. Good. So here's what we're doing. We're going... Two-part harmony, when we get to here, three-part harmony, you're going to add in that little G section in the middle, okay, right there. We're going to do an echo, then we're going to go back to harmonies, then you're going to get to here, three parts, just like over here, right? Then echo, then you're going to do an A minor chord, see it? A minor chord. Two parts, and then you're going to go three parts here, two parts, and a chord, right there, and we'll stop. Any questions about what I've just asked you to do? Here we go. By the way, I'm not playing. I'm going to conduct. Here we go. One, two, one, two, three. Same three parts. With the tail as big as a kite. Ready? One, two, three. With the tail as big as a kite. Thank you. Could I hear you play your harmony? One, two, three. With the tail as big as a kite. that top harmony, third above. Play it for me. One, just a harmony now. With a tail as big as a kite. Thank you. Those people that took the third part, here's your part. With a tail as big as a kite. F, E, D, C, B, C. Listen to what it'll sound like. Everybody, who's taking the melody? Who's taking that part? Good? Who's taking the part that goes? That's the third above. Who's taking this part? Sorry. My turn. My turn. Okay, here we go. Three parts. One, two, three. Playing that bar melody. To everybody now. Everybody do the melody. Go. Some people are speeding up here. With the tail as big as. One more time. Two, three. With the tail. What's the starting note on the harmony? A. And watch what I do. A, G, A, G, scale down. Two, three, try it, everybody. With a tail as big as a kite. Do it again now. With a tail as big as a kite. Thank you. Can I hear the melody and that part? Take one of the two. I don't care which one right now. One, two, three. With the... Thank you. Watch the third part. With the tail as... That starts the same as what? Melody. And then notice what it does. With the tail as big as... Big as a kite. What are the notes on big as? So you got big, B, B, C. Just do D, B, B, C. Two, three, go. D, B, B, C. Do it again now. D, B, B, C. Do it again now. D, B, B, C. Do it again now. Good. Who's taking that part? Who's taking the part that's a third above? Who's taking the melody? Okay, now I don't see every hand go up. So if your hand didn't go up, I want you to do this. With a tail as big as a kite. Everybody whose hand didn't go up, play this. One, two, E now. With a tail as big as a kite. Do it again now. With a tail as F, E, B, C. Three parts. Ready? One, two, three. With a tail. All the way through the B flat C twice. Ready? One, two, three. With the two, three, B flat C. Do that again. B flat C. Thank you. Go from the beginning of the piece. Ready? One, two, one, two, three. Let's see. in A minor. Do the single notes B flat C. On the end, do it with me. Watch B flat C. Two, three. B flat. What did I get on the end? What did I ask for?
B flat C.
Say it?
C?
Yeah, yeah, those are the notes. B flat C. What do I want you to do with it musically? Softer and slower. A slowdown is called the ritardando. So I actually want you to get softer and slower towards the end. So could you just do the last two notes? B flat C. Two, three. Flats. Get softer, do it again now. Get softer, do it again. Now just the B flat C notes. B flat C. Watch me. Do the B flat and C. Watch me though. Ready? Two, go. B flat. Oh, this means C. Ready? Here we go. Two, here we go. B flat. Oh, so you hear how long it rang on the end? Folks, we're going to do this entire piece as if we were performing it. As if we were performing it. You all have your parts. We're going to do it through twice. Follow me on the ending. I'm not playing this. I need you to listen to the beat.
Pete, who's keeping the beat?
Well, I am if you watch my strumming. Or sorry, if you watch my conducting. If you're not watching it, you're going to hear me go. Ready, go. One, two, three. Understand that if you do this and follow, you'll have a complete arrangement that would be very pleasant to listen to. Does that make sense to you? Can I ask you a question? What was the biggest issue? Sir?
People rushing.
Yeah, thank you. I don't know if you heard them. Say it again, sir.
People rushing.
Yeah. The tempo.
Yeah. Nicer way to put it, yeah.
Yeah, right. Guys, can I ask you something? Which of the four musical concepts I talked about is the tempo? Watch. Is it the melody?
Nope.
No. Melody was okay. Is it the harmony?
No.
Heck, I heard the harmony. That was great. Is it the rhythm?
Nope.
No, you got ta-ta-ta. You got all that. It's the last one, the beat. Can I tell you something? If you go to a dance and the beat of the band is not consistent, can you dance?
No.
We're not going to dance to this. But the idea is that that's what holds. It's the glue. The beat holds it together. Percussion section. Yeah, no problem. Okay? You need to follow a sense of beat. Peter, I don't get it. Then you have to follow what I'm conducting you to do. I can't look at you. I got to look at the notes. Then you got to pay attention to me singing because I'm trying to keep you in time when I'm singing, or clapping, or stomping my foot. Okay, you have to address that. By the way, just to be really clear, does everybody know where you're picking up the tempo? On the echo.
Yeah.
Every time. Da dee dee da dee da dee 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 da. No, you're not. You think it's funny? Here we go. One more time. We're going through it twice. Let's get it musical and let's have some dynamic coloring. Ready? One, two, three. Da dee da dee da da. One, two, three, four. Ba 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 ba. Audience? Doug, did that not sound pretty? Okay. Now, folks, here's the point in doing that. Number one, I didn't strum. I don't want to strum to that. I want the ukes to ring out. You know why? Because they can. Number two, by adding simple harmony notes that are right within the chords that are attached to the piece, you can play the harmonies. Well, yeah, but we didn't sing it and strum it. No, you didn't. It shows the versatility of the instrument you've got. And if you were doing this at a Christmas presentation of some kind, what audience wouldn't think that's pretty? Like, I like listening to that. Especially if it was accompanied by Jingle Bells, right? Okay, next, right? So I'm saying to you, this shows you that you can create out of the material that you get. That's a ukulele chord chart. Actually, it's a line. What did they call it? It's the melody and the chords. That's it. That's all they gave you. A lead sheet. Thank you, sir. Genius. It's a lead sheet. Out of that lead sheet, we've come up with an arrangement that worked. That's not what you played isn't what's written. What you played is a form of what's written there that allows it to be a presentation. Okay, what's the point of that? How many of you are in a ukulele group of some kind? Almost every hand. So instead of just always doing this and this, that's now an option for you. And the tools are right in your lead sheet. Okay. Does that work for you guys? Okay. Do you have any questions about this? Because I'm going to go on. Yes, sir.
So the lead sheet has none of the harmonies?
No. What you got in your book came right off the internet.
But that's the lead sheet.
That's the lead sheet. You know what I did? I took the lead sheet. And I said, here's what I want to do with it with these people. Now I do that sometimes. I arrange music sometimes. It's a little thing I do sometimes. And all I did was take that and add a third above and some harmonies that are right in your fingers, right in your chords. And I said, there's two spots where I want you to actually strum the chord, the A minor and the E7. Why? Because they fit. And then on the end it said, instead of just picking a B flat to C, we're going to actually do the chords. Why? It's four-part harmony. When you play the four, I'll come right to you. When you play the four strings, you're playing four-part harmony. Ba, ba, get softer. Ba, ba, get softer. Ba, ba, pick the two notes. It's pretty to listen to. It works. Sir.
Can you, I think this is what you did, but can you just pick a note, any note within, like the 1-3-5, and just play that and have it sound okay?
This is a great question. Did everybody hear it?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, here's the relevance of it. Any note within your chord, if you're putting down an F chord, any note of those four strings will harmonize around a bar, a passage that has F. Here's the problem. Do you know what's wrong with this chord? Some of you have heard my presentation before. Do you know what's wrong with that chord?
Not movable.
No, it is movable, actually.
Oh, if you add more, okay.
What's the note on the G string?
A.
What's the note on the C string? What note is playing on the C string?
C.
What note is playing on the E string?
F.
What note's playing on the A string?
A.
What's wrong with a chord that has A, C, F, A?
Double A.
It's got double A's. Why is that a problem, sir?
Because it emphasizes the A in an F chord?
Yeah. Do you know what the A is in an F chord?
The third.
The third of the chord. You know what Johann Sebastian Bach said? You never double the third. Johann Sebastian Bach knew a little bit about music. You never double the third. Folks, you might not... Why is a good question. The A, the third of the chord, is the backbone of the chord. How many backbones have you got?
One.
Would you survive without one? No. Do you need two?
No.
In fact, it's redundant. And that's his point. I'll come right to you. It's what gives the chord direction. It's what gives it strength. You don't want it doubled. So quite frankly, we use this a lot in the ukulele world. But technically, you should double either the root or the fifth. Why? I'm coming to you still. The reason I point that out is there are a few rules about music that you need to learn. And by the way, I believe that as ukulele players, we should be learning music theory because it connects the dots.
Yeah.
And one of the dots it connects is I really shouldn't be playing the third twice. Here's the other thing. There are a few places in this piece where I've got fourths, an interval of a fourth. Do you know what consistent fourths lead you to?
Circle.
Asian music. That's what that interval of a fourth or a fifth does. So you want to have a few rules, like a third above or a sixth above is a beautiful harmony. There's your easy rules. But otherwise, frankly, any note in the chord will harmonize with it. Some harmonies sound better than others, unless you're in Asia. Okay? And then your fourths and fifths are okay for that. Your comment.
When you say backbone, is it because it determines major minor?
Yes, absolutely. Did you hear that? If I play an A minor, I'm taking the third of the chord and I'm lowering it a semitone. C minor takes the E and reduces it, lowers it a semitone. So the third identifies it. You know, in a lot of jazz chords, they don't have the root in the guitar or in the ukulele part. The root's missing. Who plays the root?
Bass.
The string bass. Huh. You're playing a chord without this. Hey, this Hawaiian D7, cool chord, right? There's no D in it. Now, there are two A's. There's no doubt it's, okay? It's got the fifth doubled. And it's got the root here. So, no, it doesn't have it. It's got the third here someplace. Okay, but then it's got the seven. So you can get away without the third of the root of the chord, but you can't get away without the third. It identifies it. Good. Does that work for you guys? You understand all that? If you want a copy of that, I'm happy to hand that to Doug and let him email it out to the group of you.
Yeah.
Okay. And you're going to see it in all its glory, i.e. little arrows on it that mean play the chord as is there and right beside the E7, and then you'll see spots where I'm going. You got to watch out for making it three parts. Okay? I'll put in that extra part, that G, so that you've all got it, and Doug will email it to you. Scan it and email it. And then you can do it at your Christmas pageants if that's what you do. Okay. So, guys, you all got a pick in your package. Can you take that out, please? This is the most fun part of what I get to do today. It's right there on your stand. I see it.
It's in your binder.
At the back of the binder, right? In the little pocket.
In front of the binder.
Front in the little pocket. Okay. Or not? Seriously?
Here, in the pocket. Did you, in the pocket? In the front? Okay, here's one. I carry the extras.
Good. Is there anybody, whoop, not anymore. Is there anybody missing a pick? Speak now or forever hold your peace. Good, thank you.
That's my job to carry
it. Good, I love it. Okay, so before we go any further, remember all that tawn-titi stuff?
Yeah.
That's going to kick in big time now. Because we're going to talk about how this pick is used to get a sustained sound in music. This again applies to notation reading and arranging of songs for ukulele. But now it's going to give it a different flavor. So first things first, how do I hold this sucker? Okay? Give me a thumbs up. Right hand, by the way. There's a little alligator on your pick. Put the alligator against your thumb so the pick is pointing out that way. See it? Any second now. See it?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, what I'm going to do, once I've got that, is I'm going to take my hand and I'm going to wrap it around so that the pick is sticking out just a bit. Okay, now if it's sticking out this much, it's too much. That's not a bit.
Could you show this side how much is too much?
Yep.
Thank you. Thank you.
Too much. In fact, I'm going to do it right here. Well, you can't see that again. I should have worn a white shirt. This is challenging.
Yeah.
See that? That's not the point. This is the way you want it, the point. Okay? And from this side, it looks like that. See it? Okay. Now, that's half of the battle. It's not the whole battle. Take your instrument, put it against your forearm, like so. Pull it halfway up. Not your wrist, not here. Not here. Halfway up the forearm. Then put the uke against your body and let your hand just fold down. Now there's two things that are critical here. Your wrist is against the instrument, holding the instrument against your body, which by the way, is the way that the instrument was intended to be played. Ask any Hawaiian. Okay? Number two, notice that the pick falls. Can you see it? See the sound hole? It's not over the sound hole. And it's not way back here. It's sort of right to the edge of the sound hole or back a bit. Right in this area. Okay, your wrist is against the body of the instrument, right? Here's what I want you to do. I want you to take your pick and I want you to, on the C string, go down and up to eighth notes like this. T, 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 go! Good. Now, remember, look at your positioning. If it's over the sound hole, you're going to find the string too loose, too flappy. Now I'm going to do it as 16th notes, otherwise known as huckleberries. Sets of 4/16ths that I do. Four. Did you see? I'll do it again. Watch. One, two, three, four. You do it. Ready? Two, three, go. Good. We're going to trade off. I'll do it. You do it right in after me. I won't count you. Just come right in. Here it comes. Don't go to the sound hole. Here's what you do. The entire time you play it, you literally move just your wrist. It's this motion. See it? I'm not doing this. It doesn't work. It also confuses me. There, right there. Ready? So, wrist, exposed, forearm, down. I play, you play. C note. Here it is. Here, please play a C scale.
starting on C. Wait a minute. Everybody here, play a C scale, but start on E. You're starting at an E note, you're going to play the C scale all the way up to another E. You're playing the C scale all the way to a C. You're going to play this together. Four sets of Huckleberries, four sets of 16s. You ready? One, two, three, go. Stop. You should have gotten to a high E. You guys should be on a high C. Here and here. Okay? Yeah. So you're going to continue the scale. Do four sets of 16ths. We got it confused. Four sets of 16ths. Ready? So it's good. On each note. Thank you. Good. We all good? One, two, three, four. You guys start on the E, C this time. You guys start on the E this time. Ready? One, two, four sets, and now. Three, four. One set of them. Huckleberry. That's one beat. When you were playing each one, what duration of time were you on each note? How many beats?
1/16.
You went Huckleberry, Huckleberry, Huckleberry. Thank you. How many beats is that? Four. You were doing a whole note on each pitch. Does that make sense? Okay, this time I want you to do a quarter note on each pitch, and everybody does the C. So it'll sound like this. One, two, three, Huckleberry. Huckleberry. Do it that way anyway. Ready? Two, C note, and. My turn. My turn. I'm doing. scale. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to play a series of notes. Listen to what I play. Play it back to me. Okay? Now I'm going to tell you I'm going to follow a scale-like pattern. Okay? Scale-like. Other than the first two notes. I'm going to do that again. Watch. C, F, E, F, G, A, B flat, C. Try it. 3, 4, 1. C, F, E, F, G, A, B flat, C. Good. You do that again. 2, 3, 4, 1. Good. Tell me what the notes are again.
C, F,
oh, listen to you guys singing it and everything. Hold on a minute. Hold on a sec. Hold on a sec. Yeah, hold on. Wait. Got it. First note.
C,
F,
E,
F, G, A, B flat, C. Good. Can you please do that much? Did you pick down, up, or down, up, down, up?
Any of them.
All down. 2, 3, 4, 1. Down, 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 down. Again. 2, 3, 4, 1. Again. 2, 3, 4, 1. Down, 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 down. Oh no, I didn't say that fast. Quit being Russian. 2, 3, 4, 1. Down, 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 down. Thank you. On this note, could you go like this? Down, 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 down. Huckleberry pick. 1, 2, 3, 4, 1. Down, 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 down. Huckleberry pick. Hold it. That was awesome. I want you to go huckleberry pick, pick. Huckleberry pick, pick. Get it? Huckleberry pick, pick. One. Just do these two notes. 1, 2, 3, go. Huckleberry pick, pick. Huckleberry pick, pick. Huckleberry pick, pick. Good. I love it. Do it from the beginning and do that 3 times on the end. 1, 2, 3, 4, 1. Down, 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 down. Huckleberry pick, pick. Huckleberry pick, pick. Huckleberry pick, pick. Stop. That was so good, you can have no idea how good that was. Here's what it does after that. Do this without a pick for a second. I'm going to do it again. Try it. 3, go. Try it again. Go. One more time. Go. What's the first note you played there?
C.
What's the next note you played? What's the next note?
B flat.
Sorry. C, D.
B
flat. C, A. Thank you. Could you please play these notes with your pick this time, all downs? Ready? 1, 2, 3, go. C, B, flat, C, A. Do it again. Go. C, B, flat, C, A. Do it again. Go. C, B, flat, C. And you go from the beginning. Ready? Down picks. 2, 3, 4, 1.
Down, 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 down.
I just love what you did. We're going to do huckleberry, 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 huck. 4 beats, and then a huck on the end. Take it from the beginning. 1, 2, 3, 4, 1.
Down, 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 down.
Huckleberry, 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 huck. Okay, we're going to the beginning. Ready? 2, 3, 4, 1.
Down, 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 down.
Huckleberry, huck, huck. Stop. You know how she did this? C, D, B flat, C, A. This time you're going to go like this. Watch this. A, B flat, G, A, F. A, B flat, G, A, F. Okay, confusing. Watch this. A, B flat, G, A, F. Ready? From there, then to there. 1, 2, 3, 4, 1.
Down, 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 down.
Huckleberry, huck, 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 da, 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 huck, da, 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 huck. A, B flat, G, A, F. Just do this down picks. Ready? 1, 2, 3, go. A, B flat, G, A, F. Do it again. Go.
sound picks. Down, 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 down. Last time, go. Down, 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 down. This time add the huckleberry, 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 huck. Two, three, go. Down, 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 down. Huckleberry, 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 huck. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. What's the only difference between the first time and the second time? This one's played on C. What's this one played on? A. This one's played on... No, don't play yet. This one's played on D. This one's played on... B flat. This was played on B flat. This was played on G. This was played on C. This was played on
A.
This was played on A. This was played on. Anybody notice what the interval is between those two sets of notes? It's a third lower. That's the only difference. Ladies and gentlemen, you're going to play it twice. First time you're going to end here. Second time you're going to end here. The only difference is it's a third lower. Right? One, two. One, two, three, four, one. Down, 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 down. The F diatonic scale. That is. So I'd like you to play the F scale with me, with the pick. Huckleberry on each note. Ready? One, two, one. Huckleberry, ready, and. Huckleberry, G, A, B flat, C, D. Sound hole or over the space between. Are you doing it with your wrist or are you trying to do it with the tip of your fingers? It should be. So now we're going to do the F scale this way, like I just showed you. Cheer it? I hate that when that happens. Picks in your uke now, right?
Is it even possible to get out?
Yes, absolutely. See you tomorrow sometime. If you pass that up, I'll trade you. Here, you play mine. Okay, don't drop this. It's a very expensive ukulele. Good. And I'll take that one. Jeff, if you could pass that to me. Good. Good. Pass him that. Thank you. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, huckleberries, ready? One, two, ready, and. Huckleberry, 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 huckleberry. F, B, B, C, B flat, A, G, F. Good, we're gonna do it one more time. I'm gonna take up the tempo on this, sir. Thank you for asking the question. Here's what he's saying. Folks, you know what? I could probably play the scale with my notes. But then people would accuse me of picking with my nose. Hey, nobody said, look, it's not a very good joke. Okay, so here's the deal.
they get worse, folks. You're waiting for the comedian. He's in town next week. So here's the deal. What I do is I have a system to the way I play it. Slide.
Yeah.
See it? All the fingers are there. Now watch when I go backwards. See, way easier than fishing for the note. Okay? So let's try that. Thank you. Great question. I'm glad you asked it. I'm going to try. Let's see. This is there. This is here. I'm going to reverse it again. I'm going to play it with you guys. If you need to, you can watch my hand, okay? Only let's put it so that you can see my hand. There it is. Here it is. Got it? Here we go. One, two, Huckleberry. 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 Slightly. By the way, did you notice tone, tone, semitone? Tone, tone, semitone. Tone, 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 semitone. Huh? Cool, huh? I thought so. Huckleberry's on F. One, two, three, hey! Huckleberry. One time on each note. My bad. Ready? One, two, down, picks. Down. Good. I love it. Ladies and germs, what we're going to do now is we're going to go to a piece of music. You're probably going to find this pick is going to be just a little bit confusing for you. Don't worry about it. You're going to do the best you can with what you've got there, okay? Ladies and gentlemen, is that okay? You can see it? Sort of? Is that sort of clear to you? You might use your sheet in front of you, or this works, that'd be great. So what you've played so far is all the way up to here. Look at my music. You played all the way to there. Let's do that one more time. Down, 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 down. What do you do in a quarter note? Huckleberry, then on the eighth notes, what do? Downs, all downs. If it's on an eighth note, you're going down. If it's on a quarter note, you're going Huckleberry. One exception to all of this. See right here, there's a rest. See that rest at the start of the second line? I want you to play it down on that note. And that down, you're actually playing in the rest on purpose. That pitch. Here we go. By the way, it's identical to this, only it looks like that. One, two, three, four, one. Down, 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 down. It starts right here. See it? It's five lines down. Now, please don't play. It's down on the sixth line, three from the top. Sorry, fifth line. See these three notes? They are C, D, and E. I'll show you on the instrument where those notes are. Here's C. D, E, F. So I'm going to start C, slide up to D, E, F. Try that. Two. Three, four, good. Good. What kind of notes are each one of those, everybody?
Quarter.
Yes, they are. Do you see them? So what are you going to play on a quarter note? Huckleberries. Everything you're going to do moving forward for the second section is huckleberries. Could you please play those three notes as huckleberries? Two, three, four,
one.
No, you got to wait for the rest. Two, three, four, rest. Huckleberry, huckleberry, huckleberry. Stop. You know what? Some of you actually, whoop, nice catch, B. Some of you actually continued on that F. That's where it goes. So you're here. What does this box say in it?
Two.
Second time. This box says one, right here. See it? So you're going to jump over the two and you're going to go to right there. What note is that?
Yeah.
F. It's that high note on your F scale. Could you please play that F note? Ready? Two, three, huckleberry. Huckleberry, huckleberry. Thank you. Now watch, look at what's next. What's the next note?
E.
It's right behind it. So if you take your F off, there's your E. Play it. Good. Go to the next note, which is F. Play it. Now you got a pinky finger left. Can you stretch that pinky finger up two frets? What note is that?
G.
G. It's the pitch above the F. Play it to huckleberry. Ready? Three. Go. Huckleberry. Back to F. Now to the E. Now you got to go to D. Up to E. Up to F, E. Now you got a D. Now C, C, D, E, C, A. Thank you. Good. So one way is by reading it on the music. Here's the other way. I'm going to do it with you. Could you just do this with your thumb for a sec? Could you play the C and look at my hand? Ready? C. Play it. Good. Slide up to D. Ready? Go. Go up to E. And F. What finger is not played and has you have it available to you? Your pinky. Watch this. This is what note? Tell me again that I've got it right there. F, right? Go back a semitone to E. Go. Go back to F. Now your pinky's going to come into play. Play it on the 7th fret, G. Go. Back to F, E. Go back to D, up to E, F to F, back to E, D. Now slide back to C. C, D, E, C, open A. Okay, we're going to do that again. Ready? Two, three notes. It's on C. Three, four, C. C. D, E, F. Pinky's available, right? Got it? E, F. F. Pinky down on G. Back to F. E. Go back to D. E. F. E. D. Slide back to C. C, D, E, C, and A. Okay, now this time what you're going to do is you're going to take your pick. I'm going to go to the mic. And what you're going to do with your pick is you're going to move on huckleberries. Don't stop huckleberrying, even on the 8th notes. Keep huckleberrying the whole way. We're subdividing the entire thing in 16th notes, which you now get because we've talked about rhythm, right? Here we go. Testing, testing. You can hear me? Here we go. C. Three, huckleberries. Three, four, one. Huckleberry, D, E, huckleberry. G, F, E, back to F. In fact, if you look at the music, the second time, that's the only difference. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm not going to call out the note system at the time. I want to see if you can do this. You and I are going to trade back ukes after this time, okay? Not that I don't like your uke, it's just that I really like mine. Here we go, ready? C, starting on C. Huckleberries, don't forget to slide up to D. Ready? 1, 2, 3, 4, 1. You can keep that pick. I'll keep your pick. How's that?
Sure.
Good. Any questions? Thank you, guys.
I'll make sure I brought that in.
Got it. No. Any questions around any of that? Okay. Now, I'm going to do something really different here. I'm going to play a harmony line. I'm going to play a harmony line to your melody. And what you're going to get now is the real sense of the effectiveness of this, because it's going to sound like a series of mandolins playing, and you're going to hear harmony with repeated rhythm. Say it again.
Mizukis.
Yeah, mizukis. Thank you. A Greek, Italian. Yes, mizukis. Thank you. Ready? Here we go. Opa. That's you guys. Okay, and I'm going to go. One, two, three, four, one. right answer. Now, just so that it's clear, I don't want to keep this a secret. If you go into your binder, Never on Sunday is shown to you in this form as well. It looks like this. And I'm going to make a really important point about this. Really important. Now, Doug, I would be absolutely certain that you gave everybody the full thing, right?
Yep. Yes. Yes,
yep.
We did.
Good.
Yes.
So I'd be the only one without the additional page.
I put
my good. It's okay. Guys, can I ask you a question? If I just handed you this and you looked at this, how many people would go, you gotta be nuts? Right. Some of you might say you're nuts anyway. But guys, you just played up. See, each one of those sets with the two lines, those are 16th notes. And each one of those black sets of four, that's a huckleberry. Huckleberry is way less threatening than what that piece of paper looks like. See, folks, you just played what looks like this. Now, what's interesting is it's got a harmony part. What I played for you is this, the bottom. And notice it's not that complicated. Okay, I don't have the page one of this.
It should be on the back.
Oh, wait a minute. My apologies.
See,
Douglas.
I put the binder together. I know it was there.
Oh, there you go. So, these notes are the ones I play. Da-dee-da-dee-da-dee-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. So, for those of you that can notation read, play that. For those of you that can't notation read, play this. Ready? Who's going to play the part that's the harmony? I love it. Good. Who's going to play the melody? Everybody else. Good. I like it. There we go. Peter, what are you going to do? I'm going to keep you in time. Ready? One, two, three, four, one.
Semitone behind C.
B flat.
B sharp.
B.
Thank you. Go back to the G string on the B note. Wait, have you played this B note before today?
Yeah.
Yeah, a bunch of times. So play the B one time. Ready, go. Good. Go back to C. Ready, C. Play the B. Play C again. Here's what you're going to do. After me. You're going to do this four times in a row, like so. Rest. Watch this. I'm now going to play a scale called a chromatic. Have you done a chromatic scale today?
We did.
You did. Watch me. Try that. Two, three, four, one. C, C chromatic. What note did you end on? What note? E should have been the note you ended on, because that's the one I ended on. Do it again. Two, three. Four, one, C, C, chromatic. Don't move. Watch this. Huckleberry, Huck, F note, and F, and Huckleberry, Huck. Try that with your pick now. Ready? One, just F note. One, two, F, go down, rest. Huckleberry, down, do it again, down. Down, rest. Huckleberry, down. So you're going to do this. Down, rest. Huckleberry, down, two, three. Go. Down, rest. Huckleberry, down. Do it again. Go. Down, rest. Huckleberry, down. My turn. You do the F. Huckleberry, after again. Do my turn. F. Huckleberry, after again. My turn. Yeah, but you gotta get F. Huckleberry, F. And watch, watch. Dampen it. Stop the sound. Ready? One, two, my turn here. That was pretty good. Hey, you guys try this part. And then I'll do the F, Huckleberry F. Ready? Two, three, four, one. Try it again. Two, three, four, one. And hold it. You guys over here do the chromatic scale. You guys do the F, Huckleberry F, and then we'll switch. Chromatic. Ready? Starts here. Watch. C, B, C, chromatic, E, and then they come in on F. Ready? Two, three, four, one. F, Huckleberry F. One more time, then we're going to switch. Two, three, four, here. C, B, C. F, Huckleberry F thing really well. You guys got the chromatic switch. You guys got the F now. Ready? One, two, three, four, one. C, B, C, D, E, F, N. Huckleberry F. Gotta leave the space, right? Ready? Two, three, four, one. Da, 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 F. Huckleberry F. One more time. Three, four, one. Da, 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 da. N. Huckleberry F. Take your pick and try the chromatic scale this way. And I'll do the F, Huckleberry F. Ready? Two, three, four, one. Me. Two, three, and again. And. Try it with the F, Huckleberry F at the end. Two, three, four, one. Between the F and the Huckleberry F. Ready? Two, three, four, one. And. I'm still hearing F's in the in-between part. Don't do it. Two, three, four, one. Wow! That worked, didn't it? He did it. Yeah, he's got a thumbs up. Here, watch this. Could you do that? Okay, slow it down. Ready? One, two, three, four, one. You're gonna end F. That's it. Do it again. Don't do it. You're gonna F. Two, three, four, one. came in with the ending. Do it again. Ready? 1, 2, 3, 4, 1. Down, 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 down. Sunday last line, you come in on the chromatic scale at the end. Here it comes. Here it comes. And. Okay, one more time. I think we got this, right? Me first. I'm okay with that. You know what? If you just played this F on the end, it would work. So long as you end at the same time. Huckleberry, 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 Huckleberry. Sir.
If you're not doing the Huckleberry on F, it's just one down note on F.
You got it.
Okay.
Ladies and germs, take this from the beginning. Two-part harmony plus a fancy schmancy ending. And then we're ready for Vegas. Here we go. Ready? I'm strumming. 1, 2, 3.
From the top?
Let's do it from the top. Ready? 2, 3, 4, 1. Gentlemen, you have taken two ways of using notation, and the two formats that you've used are both completely relevant. What's key about them is you're not only taking a piece and then turning it into an arrangement that can be played just as the arrangement with no accompaniment with a strum, you've also recognized that you can play
than they actually need to be. You've played in a way that shows a level of music literacy. And you think about what you've done so far today. You've analyzed through This Land Is Your Land. Do you hear what I hear? Never on Sunday. You've looked at a number of ways to play where scales are relevant, where chords are relevant to your playing, beyond just strumming and accompanying, where they're relevant, where your ear training, everything from playing melody lines to hearing where chords move to hearing how harmony comes together is relevant. You've actually heard me sing at you so that you phrase what's going to happen after lunch is you're going to sing with the idea of not only harmony and melody, but also the idea of phrasing. You've recognized that notation reading has a role, and it's okay to use your ear, but notation reading is an important aspect of what you do in terms of literacy. I hope you've seen how important theory is. That the minute that you understand how the pieces come together, it's like the glue that binds all the ideas. And you've actually been able today to combine rhythm, melody, harmony, beat to make music, whether it's in an ensemble setting or as a solo player. In short, what you've done today is you've maximized the use of this instrument. The session is called Max Uke. We're halfway finished.